Well, as we've been reporting this morning, the national census has been brought to its knees by hackers, overseas hackers, according to the Bureau of Statistics. A series of cyber attacks forced the Bureau to take down the website last night, frustrating millions of people, including me and I'm sure a lot of you, who are unable to lodge our forms. David Glance is the director of the Centre for Software Practice at the University of WA. He's told our very busy political editor, Alison Carabine, this morning there is nothing to stop further attacks and that the census may have to be abandoned altogether.
Well, it's entirely possible that they were subjected to what's called a distributed denial of service attack. Essentially, it's somebody using a large number of computers to send lots of different requests at the same time to overload a site. The site was already under a great deal of strain from the massive number of people who are trying to fill the census in as their normal functionality, but with the malicious load that was added on top of that, it was entirely possible that that was the cause for bringing the servers down.
And is there software available to stop these denial of service attacks?
There is, yes, and there's devices that will try and filter out what they consider to be the malicious requests from the legitimate ones. And it looks like the ABS were dealing with some of that type of traffic that was coming in during the day. So it had started earlier on in the day, according to reports, but they were just simply overwhelmed when it hit the peak times and they decided to shut it down rather than let the servers continue struggling on.
So the ABS did have that software to try and stop cyber attacks from elsewhere, from overseas?
Well, it looks like they had a limited capability of trying to filter it out. I don't know whether they would have been expecting this sort of thing to happen. And certainly with all the controversy that had arisen around the issue of keeping addresses and names, that may have inspired hackers to have actually targeted the ABS particularly. And that would have been a decision that they might have made days before. And so the ABS may not have expected this type of attack. So they will be in the process of trying to determine which source it came from, which country, if they can do. And I'm not entirely sure what they will then do, because it's entirely possible that the attacks may just keep going.
Right. So we are expecting to hear from the minister and the bureau later today about restoring the service. Are you saying that we may see more malicious attacks?
Well, certainly, yes. It's not outside the realms of possibility that it's continue. Now, there are a variety of different ways of dealing with this type of attack. And it's not, again, it's not clear whether the ABS have that much scope because of the nature of it being in a government agency, and they restricted their options in terms of where they can run the computers and how many computers they may have available and what sort of technology they will have in place to actually prevent this. But if the hackers decide that they want to continue with this, then it's going to be problematic for the ABS to actually complete this.
Okay, so we may have to see the census abandoned.
Well, that's in an extreme case, but yes, that's possible.
Okay, so the software is available, but it's difficult to stop these types of attacks. Is that the bottom line?
It is, if they're sustained, because it's hard in many ways to actually try and distinguish between what is actually legitimate traffic from what is malicious. There are devices and software that, as I said, that can do this, and that's an option, is that they can ramp up that type of infrastructure so that they can then run the site. But it's just a question of how quickly they can do that, given that they've pinned all of the operations around a single night.
And do you think the Bureau of Statistics did enough pre-planning? Should they have seen this coming?
Well, I think that it should definitely have been a consideration. And there's been some discussion about the budgets that were spent on testing and the overall build. Apparently, the ABS paid IBM, you know, $10 million to actually design, develop and deploy this solution, and it's running on IBM servers, which is the software company. And so it's possible that that budget wasn't enough, certainly in terms of expecting this type of attack. Then they might have had to have spent a great deal more. to be actually prevent it.
And this debate will go on this morning. The minister is due to give comments shortly in a press conference. That was David Glance, director of the Centre for Software Practice at the University of WA, speaking with our political editor, Alison Carabine.